This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:36 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Mukhtar, Tan Chun Lee and Philip C. We are turning our attention now to the palm oil sector. Palm oil prices have been fluctuating on the back of news coming out of Indonesia on its export ban for palm oil. Last week, the government announced that it would ban all exports of cooking oil to address the domestic shortage situation.
Then earlier this week, the government clarified the export ban wouldn't cover crude palm oil, but only shipments of refined, bleached and deodorized palm oil. Despite the exemption of CPO from the export curbs, the majority of Indonesia's palm exports are in the form of processed oils and remain affected by the ban.
Even prior to this, global edible oil supplies were already choked by adverse weather and Russia's invasion of major sunflower crop producer Ukraine. And now global consumers have no option but to pay top dollar for supplies at a time when global food inflation has soared to a record high.
So what do these developments mean for the edible oil market? For some insights, we have with us Alvin Tai, soft commodity analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Alvin, good morning. Thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. Could we start with the recent decision or the recent clarification by the Indonesian government that palm oil ban is only for, does not include crude palm oil? How much of a reprieve is this for buyers?
Well, it is big. Not being able to export palm oil completely would hurt not just palm oil buyers, but also Indonesian plantation companies themselves. Indonesia's edible oil export make up about 32% of global edible oil export. So it is impossible for the market to find replacement for 30 million tons of palm oil or edible oil should the ban cover the entire spectrum of palm oil.
And, you know, Alvin, maybe can you help us understand, right, this ban export, right, when do we expect it to ease? So what is the trigger point for the Indonesian government to ease that ban?
I think this is really a stern warning from the Jokowi administration that the industry has to make sure that there is sufficient cooking oil in Indonesia itself, right? I think once that is taken care of, I think the measures should ease, probably in a month or two.
And how do you expect upstream planters and downstream planters to adjust their strategy based on this latest development?
There is nothing the upstream planters can do, really. But for the downstream or integrated players, they will probably end up refining in Indonesia, but leave the fractionation process at destination, since refined palm oil is allowed to be exported, but olein export is banned.
So just to clarify, downstream planters, would they be able to circumvent the ban by exporting to, say, Malaysia, for example, for products to then be refined and re-exported?
It is possible, but not sure how much good that will do, because Indonesia actually has enough refining capacity on their own. And this is also only doable during the off-peak production months. Because during the peak months, Malaysia's own refineries will run at full capacity.
And what's the impact on CPO prices in the near term?
I think the uncertainty will definitely keep prices volatile. But I think it should ease eventually once the industry takes care of the... make sure that the Indonesia's domestic cooking oil requirement is taken care of.
Yeah, so, you know, Alvin, just help me understand. You talk about, you know, Indonesia needing to secure its own domestic cooking oil requirements. What is the pain of, you know, what is the pressure point happening now in Indonesia, right? And at what point do you think, or trigger points, will you see that ease? Where do we see the level at the moment? How much shortage is there in Indonesia?
Well, I think palm oil prices internationally have been so lucrative. I think there is a big difference between domestic prices and international prices. Therefore, it is very tempting to export as much as possible, right? I think that is why these measures have come in to force industry players to supply sufficiently to the domestic cooking oil requirement.
I see. So before this whole rise in commodity prices, how much of the Indonesian planters were, you know, meeting domestic versus exporting? What was the percentage like, you know?
Well, Indonesia consumes about 16 million tons of edible oil a year. They produce about close to 45, 46 million tons of palm oil a year. So they actually produce a lot more than they consume themselves.
Can we turn our attention to how this export ban or export levy could impact Indonesia's subsidies? So Indonesia's CPO export levy will still be intact and used to subsidize Indonesia's B30 biodiesel policy. How significant is the subsidy?
Yes, because of the price differential between crude oil and palm oil, biodiesel needs to be funded, needs to be subsidized, and the program is funded by their export levy. So Indonesia needs to export palm oil to fund the program. They will collect close to $4 billion in export levy this year based on our estimates. So that'll be enough to support the entire biodiesel usage for the year.
And what kind of impact will this have on global food inflation and the volatility in crop markets since it is no longer a complete ban as previously thought?
It will help a little, but this is the food inflation, global food inflation is more than just palm oil. Everything, all the food commodity, agriculture, commodity prices have been running up since, for the entire 2021. So I think it will help, but very minimally. This is beyond palm oil.
Yeah, it's beyond palm oil, right? And, maybe Alvin, just to help us understand and give us a 101, right? Palm oil prices, they tend to correlate with which other crops and commodities?
Very closely with crude oil and as well as soybean oil.
And so just, bringing us closer to home in Malaysia, as we talk about the benefits or the spillover, if there's any, right, what is it like for Malaysian planters then? What is it going to bear fruit for them? Or will it actually?
Well, this will definitely benefit Malaysian planters. But, our supply is under 20 million tons a year, and Indonesia produces more than 40 million tons, 45, 46 million tons a year. So there will be some benefit to Malaysian planters in terms of prices, but in terms of volume, there is little that we can do.
I want to ask a little bit about the biofuel B30 again, because many have urged for the mandate to be changed in favor of allocating the palm oil supply for food demand. How likely do you think this would take place, and what are the headwinds?
Well, the biodiesel program for Indonesia is important because it helps to reduce the country's petroleum import, right? So they really have to balance the benefits of reducing the expensive petroleum import by using biofuel, but you are right, there is no necessity for them to keep up using B30. They can actually reduce the B30 usage to B20, even if it's just temporarily.
So Alvin, how do all these developments affect your outlook on the sector moving forward?
Well, I still believe that the palm oil prices have peaked or probably is very near to one and should fall back below 6,000 ringgit once this whole saga, ends. I think the underlying fundamental this year is that Indonesia will have production recovery this year. They will produce additional 2 million tons of palm oil this year and will become more evident as we gradually move into the high crop season in the second half.
Alvin, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Alvin Tai, soft commodity analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, giving us his take on the trends that are impacting the palm oil sector, saying that, hey, there's light at the end of the tunnel, perhaps in the second half of the year when production increases on the Indonesian side.
And he hopes that prices moderate to 6,000. Currently, it is at 6,477. To give you some context, that is 56% up year to date.
Indeed, I think there is a lot of pressures affecting what's happening with palm oil at the moment. We have seen these price increases just happen year by year. Yeah, I think even back in 2021, 2020, we were beginning to see the creep up in palm oil prices, but it's coming to a high because of the supply shortage that's taking place.
So the issue with Indonesia is clearly a distortion between domestic pricing and global market pricing. And when you have these huge distortions, then the government is forced to intervene, and then it just creates more volatility on the global side, isn't it? That is exactly what's happening here. Because domestic prices are so low, much lower than what market is paying, what's happening is that they've had to put all these artificial constructs to stop this export from taking place.
And back home in Malaysia, last year a government actually subsidized about 1.9 billion ringgit, and this year they're expected to subsidize about 2 billion ringgit in terms of cooking oil.
All right, stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.